Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, stuff moving fastly.
As it always does.
Yeah. You get the sense something big is about to go down with Iran. Mm-hmm. Trump is distancing himself ahead of it, clearly. Here's what's in the news. Okay, and it would help if... Hold on, let me open that channel. Okay, here we go.
President Trump says he's unhappy with both Israel and Iran, saying both nations violated their bilateral ceasefire agreement.
The president warning Israel that any military action will go against the deal after a senior Israeli official told Fox News that they will have to retaliate with force against Iran's missiles.
So the president right now is heading to the Netherlands to meet with NATO leaders. Here's what he said right before he left. Watch.
I don't think so, but I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
Oh, you want to respond that the ceasefire is fire?
I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
And of course, Israel saying it's retaliating because the family of four in the bomb shelter was killed. But that was before the ceasefire technically took place. Although Iran lied and denied there was a ceasefire, and then Qatar's like, no, there was a ceasefire. Yeah. Iran agreed to it. They're crazy.
Yeah.
So, all of that going on right now. Meanwhile, some of these posts on the left are so delusional that I'm just like, what world are you living in? Talking about Trump starting wars and Democrats don't start wars. And I'm like, what?
Please.
Seriously?
Look up Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, no, I saw
just
the,
for one example.
I saw some of these yesterday trending because I follow some left-wing sites and I'm like, wow. Talk about down through the looking glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is a tally of Obama military strikes. 26,172 bombs dropped. My personal favorite was regime change in Libya. Mm-hmm. What was that about? Well, Obama just decided that he didn't like their leader and then they should have a different leader.
Yeah.
And he bombed the Muslim Brotherhood jihadist into power there. And they have been terrorizing people ever since. We can't even go into that country to check on the Christian population. They're probably dead. But we can't even go there. They existed peacefully under Gaddafi, who had renounced Islam. And, you know, we were told for years Gaddafi was killing people, but nobody ever asked for details who he was killing. Well, he was killing Muslim Brotherhood. That didn't stand with Barack Obama. He loved Muslim Brotherhood, loves jihadists. And I will never forget it. He bombed the water delivery system, destroying it. Libya is a desert. So without water, you can't go but a few days, and forcing them to accept jihadist rule. Nobody knew that, though. You can see it on the satellites. I had satellite service I subscribed to back then. That's how I know what they were doing. And you remember that? I'll never forget Sean Hannity, who had no idea what he was talking about on Fox News, saying, "Why are we leading from behind? We should be in the front." He didn't even know why we were bombing them. He just wanted to bomb them. And I'm like, "Well, we're leading from behind because we're bombing civilian infrastructure so that they don't have water. Obama doesn't want to be in the front if it's going to be a humanitarian tragedy. That's why he has France in the front." So, you know, regime change. And he called that right to protect. That was a doctrine Samantha Power came up with. She was the one running USAID, a truly evil individual. Truly. I mean, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Evil individual. Right to protect. That's where the Democrats decide that you need a more jihadist leader than you have now. And they just kill the leader that you have. So even though Gaddafi was a not a good guy by any means, he had been our ally, had worked with us against the Muslim Brotherhood in the Bush era when we were all fighting the same people. But that was during the Arab Spring, Lee, when Obama's trying to install jihadist leaders the world over and in Egypt and other places. Egypt ultimately overthrew theirs. But yeah, so this idea that Obama did not do this, I mean, Libya didn't attack us. He just did it because he wanted new leadership. Bombs dropped in Syria, 12,192. No declaration of war there. What about Yemen? 35. Somalia, 14. Pakistan, 3. Of course, he dropped 1,337 bombs in Afghanistan, but we were at least at war in that country. But in all the others, no, we... with the exception of Afghanistan and Iraq, we were not in war, at a war in any of those countries, and the left thought it was the best. So, just really ironic now, they're all running around with their hair on fire, screaming democracy, democracy, and, you know, unconstitutional.
I remember something about the Clinton administration, and was it the Yugoslavian Civil War, and didn't they accidentally bomb the Chinese embassy there?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I remember Hillary Clinton after, you know, Gaddafi died by sodomy, you know, saying we came, we saw, we killed. I mean, she was taking a victory lap on national television about having the guy killed. You know, love him, hate him, whatever. But, you know, for them now to, especially Hillary Clinton, criticize Trump for unconstitutional, illegal, like, I'm like, what are you talking about, yeah, woman? That's all you did, yeah, when you were Secretary of State. Oh, wow. Listen to this. This is so cool. Lee, Tara text writes, thanks, Tara. You literally saved my life this morning. I'm like, wow, I had to read that in the middle of the segment to find out what's going on. Thanks, Tara. You literally saved my life this morning. I've started following the 1 second rule at red lights. And this morning, wow, it was the closest I've ever been to you getting killed. Thanks for what you do. Yeah. Oh, well, you can thank my husband. That's his rule. He was the one who actually taught me that. He always waits a beat, like, to dunk before he goes at a green light, which the drivers behind us never like much, but it has saved my life on more than one occasion.
Oh, I don't mind a second, but it's the folks that are still reading their last text message that's sitting there at the green light on Woodruff Road that irritate the fool out of me.
Well, if it comes from our boss, I will sit there and read it, you know, but other than that, no. I'm just kidding. No, no, but said to doing, I tell you what, my husband, I've said that before, my husband saved my life in crashes because crash was, I was in the passenger side and he was on the same side, yeah, in the back. And huge delivery truck. Mm-hmm. It had basically the front end of a semi, but it was, you know, half, yeah, the size. Right. Yeah. And it came barreling through at full speed. We were pulling out of a Publix parking lot, but it was the one in Simpsonville that has the light there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to wait. And it turned full on green. And I had actually, like, looked up and taken that breath and say, honey, it's green, go.
Yeah.
And he saw it because, yeah, he waited that beat. And he has that habit of doing that. And it went barreling by. And I, like, oh, my gosh, the blood drained right out of my face. Mm-hmm. I was like, we just almost died. And the guy never slowed down.
No.
Just blew right through that. It was a full-on green light. And if my husband hadn't done that, as is his practice, we would be dead, more than likely. Or I wouldn't be sitting here, that's for sure.
Good advice.
Yeah. And I repeat it early and often. Text writes, morning, Tara, why do people run yellow and red lights when it turns green? They sit there. Yeah, you're supposed to, see, that's the whole idea. You don't need to, but see, even if you're pushing it through a yellow light, that's not what I'm talking about. There are people who will not notice it is red. I had a woman do that to me. I was almost killed in front of the Gibbs Cancer Center. I was almost murdered there too by a crazy driver. And, you know, I had that protected green arrow, Lee, and you could tell she was old. And she just blew, very old, but she had a lead foot. She just blew through there full speed. That's a long enough, wide enough intersection that after realizing I just almost died, I laid on the horn, like, you know, full stop.
Yeah.
And she never even jumped or flinched or anything.
Didn't even salute you?
No. She didn't even turn her head. I don't think she heard it. I mean, you could say that's like one of those double turn lanes. So all the people sitting around, yeah, next to me in the turn lane, they all jumped when I, you know, when I hit she didn't, no reaction whatsoever to stimuli. Yeah. And she was driving. Okay. Yeah. Texter writes, let's see. Excuse me, where are we going? Yeah, so that's right. What if these people. I, you know what? I can't even read the text line anymore. Everybody's so crazy on the text line right now. I give up. I just quit. So anyway, we have the full complement of Clinton, Obama, and Biden officials this morning, Lee, lining up to say, you know, Trump's not doing so bad in the Middle East.
I'm just going to say, I guess it's time for a reality check.
Yeah. Look, this could all go sideways very quickly, and I'm going to warn you that. I'm going to say it's just going to turn out perfect, because the wild card is, and we have, you know, J.D. Vance and Senator Mark Wayne Johnson, who's seen the intel, and now Trump this morning, during that impromptu on the lawn press conference, saying, no, I totally destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. There's nothing left. It was decimated. I hope that's the case.
Well, there's two things that Ronald Reagan said. Peace through strength, and what Israel and the U.S. have done with Iran recently is an example of that. And trust but verify. But to me, we're at a point where it's be skeptical and verify, particularly with anything that comes from Iran or China or Russia, for that matter.
Yeah. It's interesting because yesterday, Israel kind of said an opposite thing. So Trump is insisting this morning that our intelligence shows that they didn't move the nuclear fissile material. It was destroyed. He totally destroyed their program. But Israel yesterday said they actually knew it was moved and that it was very interesting who moved it and where it was. To me, that says it was China. But, you know, because they were the ones with the...
Well.
But I don't know. I'm guessing. So, I mean, Trump and Israel are saying opposite things.
Well, there may be a reason for that. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
What we hear in public is many times not what is being said behind closed doors. And sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
New York City is America's city. It's also the financial headquarters of the United States of America, although it may not be for much longer. See what's going on there? Islamic socialist candidate, 33 years old, barely spent any time in the private sector, spent most of his time in college and at the academy. So he's a perfect Democrat. Leadership has no idea what he's doing capitalistically and doesn't even want to learn about capitalism. Self-described socialist, endorsed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, and Bernie Sanders. He is vowing to destroy the New York economy, or what's left of it. I mean, he doesn't put it expressly that way, but that's how it'll work. Listen to what he's promising. Rent freezes for everyone. And get this. Government will control grocery stores. What do I tell you? They do the same thing over and over. It's so easy to see them coming. They use the same playbook. Marx wrote it in the 1840s. They always do the same thing. Seize fuel and food. Make it the put it in the exclusive control of the party. Then dole out food and fuel according to a person's worth and value to the party. It's simple. That's what socialism is. Communism, authoritarianism. Marxists, they do it. That's what they do it over and over again. In fact, that's where Joe Biden was going with the climate emergency. And I know that because the New York Times told me. They wanted him to use the Lever Act, which is on the books from World War I, which allows the government in times of emergency or war to seize means of production and distribution of food and fuel. Which is essentially what this guy's promising to do. They want to control grocery stores. You're also seeing the mayor of Chicago move in this direction too, although he hasn't managed to open one yet because they're socialist. They're not so good at, you know, opening businesses and running them, but they have designs in that direction. Anyway, South Carolina Democrat, Representative Congressman, and certified lunatic Jim Clyburn, 84-year-old South Carolina kingmaker, representative of the old guard, formerly number two in Democrat leadership, has endorsed gropester Andrew Cuomo. He likes to grope women. are running neck and neck. So Mamdani, the socialist Islamist, trying to take over the city of New York. By the way, he's promising completely free buses, public transportation, totally free. The wealthy will pay for it until they flee. Yeah. Which, look, normally I don't care. You could do what you want to do in a blue territory, I guess. But New York used to be the financial capital of the world, a place of great pride. I guess we can move it down to Florida. I don't know. They're already heading in that direction. By the way, Ron DeSantis tweeted that. He said, oh, good. Palm Beach prices are about to soar because they're all going to flee. But folks, this shows you where the Democrat base is going. Texter writes, Terra presidents have sent the military in and informed Congress later since Jefferson sent the Navy to deal with the Barbary pirates. Another texter writes, I've been teaching my daughter to drive, and waiting a few seconds after the light turns green is one of the things I emphasize. I'm teaching two teenagers to drive right now. Honestly, it's a wonder I'm here today. We had a small misunderstanding about the meaning of a turn signal. It's a long story. But I've had both of my kids watch videos on it. And in all fairness, left turns at intersections are very confusing for people. When you start driving, once you've been doing it for a long time, it seems like, how could this ever be hard? But there's a lot of signals if you think about it. Yeah. And I've had both kids misunderstand the signal. So I nearly died this weekend, but that was okay because I've done that before. So look, I've loved working with y'all. I've got one more to teach. I've got one more teenager after this and may not make it alive. And they'll fool you too. If you ever teach a teenager to drive, they'll fool you too. Now they'll get to where they're really good at it. Like they seem really good at it. But there'll be that one intersection with that one sort of one sort of exception to the rule for intersection. Like, for instance, that you won't have thought of. Like take for, you know, like if you have a blinking yellow arrow in a turn lane? Yeah, that doesn't mean you have the right of way. So they're like, yeah, arrow, you know, green arrow, yellow arrow, I have the right of way. Yeah, not when it's blinking. Not when it's blinking. Yeah. But hey, you get a great adrenaline surge. It's a fantastic high if you survive it. So, and I did. I'm teaching two teens to drive right now. So, you know, it may not be long for this world. Oh my gosh. Dexter writes, those stupid yellow left turn arrows need to go away. Confusing and dangerous. It is. It's sort of a contradictory signal. You know, and you know what's funny? You don't see driving stuff for how, unlogical it is sometimes until you see it again through the eye of a teenager, because you're so used to it, you don't even think about it anymore. Like one of my teenagers is like, well, how do I know? And why aren't there signs? And why won't they tell me what to do? And I'm like, and he's like, how do you know what to do when you come up to an intersection? I'm like, I don't know. I guess by the way it's laid out. Cause you know, a lot of our intersections here in the upstate that he very much was relying on, like, you know, the painted white arrow. And I hadn't even noticed this. A lot of them are eroded. And so he gets very nervous when he goes up to the intersection if the arrow's out, you know, like if it's just been worn out. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, you just tell by the layout of the intersection. He's like, what do I do? And then I'm grabbing the whale. And I'm like, you know what? I guess I can see how it would confuse people. Makes me kind of wonder if you're a driver from places where most people don't have cars, like rural Mexico, Guatemala, seriously, or Peru, and you come here, it's got to be overwhelming. You haven't even been in the back of your parents' car. Anyway, I hope to survive it. I've got good insurance, so. Texter writes here, those stupid left turn arrows need to go. Yeah, see, and it's probably my fault because I told him, okay, so arrow, yes, protected arrow. Obviously, we don't go in red, but, you know, yeah, it's a protected arrow, so you can totally go. You can. You can totally, yeah, and I forgot about blinking. Oh, okay. We're going to make it. We're going to survive. It'll be good. Analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies, using the current population survey, CPS, out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows the foreign-born population in the United States is leaving America in large numbers. Massive decline in foreign-born. We've got a long way to go between January and May of this year. This is just another confirmation of what the New York Post reported last week. I was not going to believe it. Declined by 957,000 from January to May of 2025. So that's roughly a four-month figure. Compares with 271,000 deported in all of fiscal year 2024. And again, those folks weren't actually really deported. They were caught at, most of them caught at the border. And were among the few turned back relative to how many that Joe Biden kept. So, look, we've got a long way to go. We've got somewhere between 12 and 21 million, depending on who you believe, to remove from the country. But if you watch what's going on right now with these liberal judicial dictators doing crazy things, like this Boston judge, Brian Murphy, who just overturned a Supreme Court ruling. If you're just tuning in, how can you overturn a Supreme Court ruling? I don't, nobody understands. He simply took the Supreme Court ruling that said that Donald Trump could begin deporting illegal immigrant violent criminals whose countries don't want them back to third party countries that will take them, like South Sudan. And he flipped out and he ruled that the Supreme Court ruling was valid but did not apply to President Trump. Well, I'm not sure what president it applies to. And that's what they're doing, it's threefold what they're doing. Because believe me, the Democrats have these numbers, they're in a panic, that's a million voters. But remember, when they get green cards, they start the process of bringing their family and friends here. And so every illegal brings an average of 3 million more through trained migration, and then those people bring an average of 2.1 million. So you look at a million here, I mean, that's going to cause panic. I mean, you think what that could be on the voter rolls if you're a Democrat in the future. That's a lot of people. We got to get rid of the chain migration. It's a disaster. We should only allow people in for merit. We should have PhDs picking apples and grapes and then going home. And, you know, we should require them, hey, you can come here from your poor country and pick grapes for us. And if you'd like, we'll have you volunteer on the side and then you go home. Maybe someday we'll let you come back and stay. We need a visa exit system too. So Democrats are full on panicking. So that's why they've had this judge, Brian Murphy, do what he did. Because they're trying, even though this is a clown show of a ruling, they're trying to communicate to these illegals, hey, look, don't leave. Don't leave. We're going to find ways for you to stay. You don't want to leave and then find out you could have stayed because the border is effectively closed. I mean, zero made it in. Everybody was detained. Nobody was released. So this is the Democrats trying to signal to the illegals, hey, stay around a while. Come hang out in a sanctuary city. We will get violent to protect you. We'll try to burn the ICE building down again. We'll get arrested. Come hide in a sanctuary city. That's part of it. And then the other part of it, what they're trying to do is establish legal precedent that other lawyers can use. Oh, hey, I'm going to cite this case where Brian Murphy overturned the Supreme Court. Well, it's obviously bogus, but it gives them something to write, you know, when they're trying to get an injunction, get stuff stopped. This is desperation that Democrats are still fighting at this point. So this is really good. And now that Trump has got third-party deportation, don't be surprised if there's not massive numbers in another 4 to 5 months who've self-deported. Because, you know, I mean, if you're a guy, you're here from Guatemala, you re-entered, you already got a felony for that, now you got a DUI. Would you like to deport yourself to Guatemala, or would you like to spend some time in sunny South Sudan where you don't speak the language? But we dumped you. Yeah, you're going back to Guatemala. I mean, you're going to beat a path back. You're going to be afraid ICE is going to catch you between here and there. Meanwhile, from the good news file, this is so funny. I do love the sense of humor that the Trump administration has. I will say that. The billions that Her Highness and Joe Biden were using to stash illegal immigrants in hotels, including some of the nicest ones in New York, has been repurposed. The FEMA money will be drawn from a fund that was created during the Biden administration to pay organizations and local jurisdictions to help house and care for illegal immigrants and redirected to Trump's Alcatraz project. This is fantastic. Yeah, he calls it Alligator Alcatraz. He wants to begin storing them there. I don't know if they'll actually go to Alcatraz or if it'll be somewhere else, but it'll be used for deportation housing. In other words, we picked you up. We need to put you somewhere overnight before we put you on the plane to where again? South Sudan. Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. By the way, a lot of confusion here about who broke the ceasefire. And it is very confusing. Apparently, it was actually Iran that broke the ceasefire, not Israel. Although Israel retaliated when Iran broke the ceasefire. And so that's what Trump is so angry about, right now. I was trying to, sort that out. Meanwhile, after Trump threatened Russia overnight, Medvedev, who was like, you know, maybe some nice countries will supply Iran with nukes. On second thought, he says, we will not supply nukes to Iran. Nope, not at all. He initially said that some country would after admitting that they did have an enrichment program. Meanwhile, Putin distancing himself from the whole thing, going, you know, we really love Israel. It's 2 million former Russian Jews there. You know, we don't want to oppose them. We think they're great. So no nukes for Iran. So Trump, look, folks, Trump just steps in and notches these wins. It's fantastic. No, I mean, you know what's so funny? The U.S. has this incredible power of asking. No, I'm serious. Just asking. Like, you know, we are discovering under Trump that you don't always have to do something to get what you want. Like, we have so much, like, inertia. We have so much sitting power that if we're just like, hey, you know what? Like, don't do that. And that's it. We don't have to bomb anybody. We don't even have to put a tariff on. Like, hey, you over there. Yeah, you don't. No, don't do that. And then they're like, okay. But we never asked before because we never projected a power. Texture writes, hey, Tara, this country cannot survive chain migration. If that becomes allowed, we are done. Of course. So that, and the problem is people don't realize this. Chain migration does not start when you become a citizen. It starts when you get the green card, which is a good 5-6 years out from becoming a citizen. So your relatives, you get the green card and they all come here. That's why this country hangs on a razor's edge. Democrats know it. And that is why you got to understand, if you see them, like look at Boston, right? With that crazy mayor. And we're going in there. We're picking up child rapists. We're picking up murders. We're picking up, I mean, God, over the weekend, we picked up a guy wanted, an illegal immigrant, wanted in Italy for child rape. He had run here. And a Democrat rapid response team in Denver goes and gets between him and ICE and he's able to escape. Why would you do that? Because of the math. He can hang out to the next Democrat administration. He'll get a green card. Then he's going to be bring three of his other child raping friends with him. And then each one of them will bring 2.1. And yeah, so when the Democrats know the map, when they look at an illegal, they don't just see one illegal or even a child rapist. They see a whole line of Democrat voters behind him. That's why they fight so hard. Well, Trump holds a heated phone call with Netanyahu after dropping an F-bomb live on television. I was this close to live streaming that. Like to dripping it on the show. I don't usually do that, but I decided to roll tape on it again. Thank God for that. Could have gotten an FCC violation this morning. Management hates that. But you know, you think you could stream Fox News live on the air. I guess you can't anymore in these this day and age. Trump said, we basically have two countries that have been fighting for so long, they don't know what the blank they're doing. Trump went off on him. Let me make a prediction. I'll tell you what's about to happen here. Yeah. The Mossad has dropped phone calls and letters to the second tier of Iranian military leadership. The first tier is dead, saying, like, choose. We'll either let you live, you record a video renouncing the Khomeini and quitting, or we kill you. And they've been either calling the, you know, like the generals, the managers of their military, whatever their titles are, personally, their wives, or they've been leaving handwritten notes at their door, like, we're here, bud. They're about to go on a killing spree, and Trump knows it, and that's why he's distancing himself right now. Fireworks about to get started. Well, you'll see. I'll cover it tomorrow. Mike is up next. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.